WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
Sunday night, you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTR Live. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple rectangular button below the stream. You can use credit card Rocket Socket before night on shop with hashtag Epic Partner. We're here, we're live. It's a Sunday night, which only means one thing. We're here to talk professional wrestling and the sports entertainment on WTR Sunday night. And we're going to have a little fun along the way as well. I am the producer, joined as always by the intern, King Kittens.
We're going to go back in time with today's WTR a little bit towards the end of it. Right, Rock?
Yeah, that is the plan, to throw back a little bit. We have the one and only Keishi Matsunaga.
Okay, that's not the Canadian I thought would have issues.
Yeah, that's not the same. But the Canadian who always has the issues, the one and only Tim Stein.
Well, yeah, I don't have any issues because I've got a new phone. Who's this?
This is anyway. DP. What's up, guys? It's DP.
Exactly.
What?
No, it's a CB Radio joke. Anyway.
Inside joke. Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Live, streaming on twitch.tv/WTR Live. Come and join us. We got a chat room. Hi, Lindsay. She's in the chat room.
She is.
Of course, she's the host of The Rack on Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern.
Indeed. Yeah, we're not doing the time warp, but we're going to play ChatGPT says early 90s edition at the, you know, just a couple, in a few minutes. But we got some quick takes to get into first.
Hey, Rock, do you like football?
I do like football, Tim.
Brent, do you like football?
I mean, yeah.
Keishi, are you with us yet?
We're going
in spirit.
He's here in spirit.
No, according to Keishi, no.
All right, anyway, according Tim, what's...
Seth Rollins doesn't like football.
Wow, and then the earth is round. So that's just another day in the world.
Well, you heard what happened.
Tim, he always hates football. When the Bears lose, it's, I hate football. That's the running joke for years.
Yes, I know that, but you know, you heard what happened. He got tossed?
Yeah, they did a skit, yes.
It was funny, that's all.
I know, but he always hates football. That is not news to anyone else. He's a Bears fan.
Only when the Bears lose, which is like par for the course.
It is very much par for the course. But we got some quick takes to get into, and hopefully Keishi will kind of figure out whether his microphone will work or not as we go. It was announced a couple of weeks ago that Monday Night Raw is moving back to 2 hours until the end of the year, and then probably eventually moving back to 3 when they hit Netflix. Thoughts and reaction really quick, Tim, of Raw moving back to 2 hours.
Well, I've never been a huge fan of Raw being 3 hours to begin with. There's just too much time in one sitting.
Okay, so you're not a fan at all of this. Casey's working on his connection. What about you, Brent? What are your thoughts?
It's kind of a blessing and a curse, in my opinion, because
it's a blurs.
It's good because it kind of streamlines things a little bit. So you may, because you're limited to 2 hours, it's like, okay, we need to put our best foot forward. We need to really just either put our best matches on or tighten them up to where someone that would get 20 minutes maybe only gets 15 or 12 in order to make room for all the other stuff that's going on. The problem, and this is the same thing could be said for the pay-per-views or the PLEs for WWE, they go less matches, which is great because it puts more emphasis on those matches. The problem is it takes away opportunity from people who may get a little bit more run if you had 3 hours. So you may get a match or two featuring people who normally wouldn't make the card. Something like a Karrion Kross. I know that he was involved in the New Day storyline, but now it's kind of like, now that he's out of that, is he going to be fighting for airtime because there's only the 2 hours for... And I know it's only like 2 months, but that's 8 shows, two PLEs.
Well, no, it's technically 3 months. October, November, December, it's 12 weeks.
Okay, so 12 weeks. I mean, that's a third of the year, so a lot of people may, you know, there may be a group of people that don't get as much shine or may have to wait a week or two before they're back on TV, and that could be a big thing in keeping things fresh in people's minds.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it could be good because it streamlines some stuff, but it also is bad because it does streamline some things.
It does streamline some things, and I'm kind of curious, Cage, what are your thoughts about Raw going back to 2 hours for 3 months?
If this were, oh yay, I see green.
Yay.
that's why I heard you when you came in, so I figured, hey, it's working.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, I mean, there are arguments on both sides. Like, you go back to 2 hours, and then all of a sudden there's less chance for people to get an opportunity to work to work on TV. But I mean, 3 hours is a lot of wrestling to sit through, so it's kind of hard to say.
So staying on that note, there's been talks about bringing a women's mid-card championship to the main roster. NXT just got one a couple months ago. Should WWE bring in a mid-card title for the women, Keish?
I'd have to look at the roster, but I mean, if the mid... Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can still hear you.
Okay. If it bounced between the two shows, kind of like the tag titles, then it's probably not the worst thing.
Okay. Tim, what about you? Should they bring a mid-card title for the women to the main roster?
We had this discussion several years ago, and I was in favor of it. But I can't remember if I was talking about having two mid-card titles, one for each show, or just one and have them go back and forth. I'm still in favor of it. I think that it can only help the women's division to introduce another title.
What about you, Brent? Should they bring it in?
Okay, I'm going to be the differing voice on this. In the current landscape of things, though, I think it would give more women something to fight for, aside from either the tag belts or the main championship. I think the overall landscape of WWE can't afford another belt right now, because you've got the main championship, the secondary championship, the tag team championships on each brand. Then you have two women's titles, one on each brand, and the tag belt, which floats. I think if you add two more or even one more mid-card, you start to run that possibility of there's just too much in the pond. I think you can still elevate people in non-title feuds. And I mean, don't forget, you still also have Money in the Bank hanging out there, which is not a championship, but a little bit is and has championship implications with it. So there's a lot of stuff that's out there for people to have. And I just don't want it to be like, you know, we're already on the borderline of, okay, PLEs on both this company and another company are all just title matches, aside from like one non-title match between people. And it's like, I just don't want it to become, okay, here's a PLE where everything is a title match, because then it's just like, okay.
All right. And finally, the last quick take before we get into chat, GPT says, Miro apparently has asked for his release from AEW after collecting millions and millions of dollars, essentially doing nothing. Brent, should they grant him his release?
Yes, they should have granted it about 3 months ago. There's about three other people that they should release as well, because they're not doing, excuse my language, sweet fuck all with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to cut. This is where that culture in AEW is going to hurt them. Of, we sign everyone and we do all of this. Yeah, and as bad as it sounds with WWE, they run it like a business where it's, if you don't get over, you don't get on TV, and we don't have anything for you, why have you around? And yeah. Miro has been sitting on the sidelines for damn near 6 to 9 months now. His last match was, I want to say, that match with Andrade.
At World's End.
At World's End. And, you know, he joined his wife, who has since become his ex-wife, and she has left the company. So there's nothing for him. And now you're starting to get the reporting out there that, oh, he's difficult to work with. He refuses to do the job to people. He, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Don't keep him around if he's unhappy, because that is going to create a culture in the locker room that you don't want. You already had situations in the past that you did not nip in the bud and turned into bigger issues. For this, you have about three or four people on the top of my head who you're not using for any intents and purpose, and you can tell from posts that they're not happy about it. That they, you know, they're not going to be towing the company line of like, oh, everything's hunky-dory. They've been put out, they posted on social media about like, you know, yeah, I'm not happy here, or like, this situation sucks.
Okay.
And for that, like, just let them go, let them find things that are out there, and I don't think your fan base is going to whine about it, or are you afraid that it's going to be like, well, you just didn't do anything with them, and now that's going to be hung around your neck?
Tim, should they let Miro go?
Why would they hold on to him and not grant him his release? You know, like, basically, let's just echo what Brent said. Serious as a heart attack. You got somebody who doesn't want to be there. He's not going to be there, you know, mentally. If he's checked out, he's checked out. And not to say that he wouldn't, you know, if they put him in a match or whatever, that he would mail it in. But you can tell when somebody doesn't want to be where they are, and it would reflect. It doesn't matter how hard he tries not to, it'll happen.
Indeed. Case, do you agree? Should they grant him his release?
I mean, there's a part of me that thought that he already wasn't working for the company. Like when the rumors of him and Lana's first split, and they said he's in Bulgaria, he went back home. I was like, oh, does that mean he's no longer with AEW? But I guess I just assumed.
You would assume that would make it, yeah.
Yeah, but like, if the guy's not even in the country, and he wants to not work there anymore, why keep him?
Indeed.
I think I honestly think it's AEW is afraid that he'll go back to WWE and that he will get used and everyone will go, oh, they dropped the ball.
Yeah,
because you've seen what happens with Cody. You saw somewhat what happened with Ethan Page. Like, WWE is setting up this thing of like, if you're able to make money and you come over, we're going to give you a chance.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, it doesn't always work. Like, where's Andrade right now?
Your speed champion.
Is he still the speed champion?
I believe so.
Oh, well, there you go.
He just lost a title match on Friday night against LA Knight.
And yeah. Back in going into part six with Carmelo very soon. All right, so that was some quick takes on the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment. Now it's time to throw back to the early 90s of the World Wrestling Federation as we play some chat. GPT says, Wrestler Edition, there will be some managers and females and alike and some tag teams along the way. So enjoy knowing who people are. We're going to start with Tim. This person is cunning, sinister, calculated, psychological, and intense.
Early 90s.
Early 90s WWF.
90 to 93?
Yes.
Cunning?
Sinister. Calculated. Psychological. Intense.
Ugh.
Oh, it's the big personality era. Jesus.
Damn. The name that pops into my head is Roddy Piper.
Incorrect. Case for the steal.
I'm going to say something ridiculous and say doink.
Brent, for the steal.
No clowning around.
Cunning and intense. Cunning, sinister, and intense. I don't know, Rick Rude?
Incorrect. Hey, Lindsay, what was the answer? Jake Roberts.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, what was that?
Jake Roberts.
Well, we're dumb.
Yeah, all of us. Oh, shit.
We're dumb, guys.
Well, I could have also described Gangrel.
But wrong time period.
Yep. Wrong time period, but I'm just
saying.
I don't
know if he was intense.
Anyway, Keish. Powerful, burly, boisterous, intense, intimidating.
Powerful, burly, boisterous, intense, intimidating. The key here is burly and boisterous.
Mm-hmm.
As I say a bunch of filler words while I try and come up with an answer. Burly and intense. From 90 to 92? 93. Vader?
It is not Vader. Brent.
Read those again for me.
Powerful, burly, boisterous, intense, intimidating.
I'm going to shake the ropes and say the Ultimate Warrior.
No. Tim for the steal.
He was boisterous.
Too early for Sid.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Is it Sid? Is that your guess?
92 was when he competed with... he was in the Royal Rumble with Flair and Hogan.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Burly... See, I never thought of Sid as burly, but I've got no clue. So, yeah, I'll say Sid.
Jim, the Anvil.
Anvil Neidhart. God damn it. Yeah, Jim Neidhart, I would consider burly.
There you
go. And boisterous.
Yeah, see? See, it's right there.
On that beard of his.
It's right there. All right, Brent. Athletic, honorable, agile, determined. Graceful.
Honorable. Shit. Not, I would have said Steamboat, but he was not there by 90.
Hmm.
Honorable and agile. I don't know. Bret Hart?
Not Bret Hart.
No. Well, shit.
Bret wasn't really.
Okay, Tim for the steal. Tim.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Kyle.
There we go. We got Tim.
What? Did I go somewhere?
You dipped out for a moment.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway.
You're back, though.
Honorable.
You're back. Athletic, honorable, agile,
athletic,
determined, graceful.
Determined and graceful. Mm-hmm. Well, that lets out Mr. Perfect. Oh, damn. Honorable. Something tells me that's the key word right there. But I don't have a guess.
Cash for the steal.
1, 2, 3, kid.
Brent, what was your guess?
I said Bret Hart.
No, your original guess.
Ricky. Can't remember.
The Dragon.
Oh, God damn it! He wasn't there in the 90s, was he?
He was in there in 1991.
That was his fire blowing phase.
Fuck! Because I thought honorable. That's his whole. That's the whole thing.
All right. There we go. All right, Tim. Blonde, rugged, tough, powerful, resilient.
Rugged, tough, powerful, resilient.
And blonde. Yes.
Okay, now I'll say Mr. Perfect.
It is not Mr. Perfect. Cash for the steal.
Rugged. Who was blonde and rugged? See, part of me wants to say Hulk Hogan because blonde, but he was not rugged. Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
It is not Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Brent, for the steal.
Screw it, I'll say it. Hogan.
Not Hulk Hogan. Greg, the Hammer, Valentine.
Valentine.
All right, rugged. He was rugged. Cash, fierce, charismatic, glamorous, unpredictable, relentless.
Glamorous. Oh, there are women and managers in here too.
Mm-hmm.
I just remembered. Fierce, glamorous, unpredictable, sensational Sherry.
That is correct.
I was gonna go somewhat else when you said unpredictable, but it was very much tied to Sherry.
Alright. Brent. Smug, charismatic, loud, manipulative, preachy.
Brother Love.
That is correct.
I love you!
Tim, charming, cocky, tough, slick, ruthless.
Cocky, charming, slick, and ruthless?
And tough.
And tough.
So it's not slick.
My brain says Razor Ramon.
That is correct.
Nice. Holy shit.
We're all on the board. We did it.
There you go.
Look at that. And they were consecutive, too, Cage.
It was. All right. Cage. Devious, cunning, sneaky, manipulative, mysterious.
Doink?
This is not Doink.
You're keeping that in your back pocket, aren't you?
I'm going to say it like two or three more times.
Maybe. Yep. Keep it in your back pocket.
Brian. Okay, so sneaky, cunning, manipulative,
mysterious, and devious.
Paul Bearer.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Tim.
Ah, no, Sonny.
Mr. Fuji.
That was the other one I was thinking of.
That's okay. If it makes, I was thinking Repo Man.
I think that was just earlier. I thought that was like 89.
Brent.
Yeah.
Sneaky, mischievous, conniving, masked, opportunistic.
Do I go for it?
Uh-huh.
If you're not going to, I will.
Repo Man!
It is, in fact.
Never mind, he is 90. All right.
That's amazing.
There you go. Well timed.
Thanks, Cage.
You got it, dude.
All right, Tim. Iconic, muscular, charismatic, patriotic, intense.
Iconic?
Iconic.
Muscular?
Charismatic. Patriotic.
Charismatic. Patriotic.
Intense.
Scotty Riggs?
It's either the Patriot or Hulk Hogan.
Which one?
Pick one.
I'm going to say Hogan.
Let me tell you something, brother. That's correct.
American Males Rock? God damn it.
Wrong company.
I know.
All right.
I am a real American.
Cash. This person is strong, agile, powerful, loyal, and determined.
Strong, powerful, agile, loyal, and determined. And Ricky Steamboat's already been taken. Who is powerful and agile that was in Ricky Steamboat?
I have a thought.
I'm doing really bad tonight. Agile and determined and strong. Coco Beware?
Incorrect. Brant?
So, I'm sorry, read that again. Loyal?
Strong, agile, powerful, loyal, determined.
Davey Boy Smith.
That is correct.
Yes!
Nice.
When you said loyal, I just went to like family and the Heart Foundation.
There you go. All right, Brent.
Yes.
Ruckus, rowdy, tough, brash, unpredictable.
Roddy Piper.
No.
Damn.
Tim.
Give it to me again.
Ruckus, rowdy, tough, brash, unpredictable.
Ruckus, rowdy, tough and unpredictable.
Brash.
And brash. I can't even think of a name.
Cash.
Brash and unpredictable and rowdy. Rowdy? Who else was rowdy? Ruckus, rowdy, tough, brash, and unpredictable?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Savage?
The Nasty Boys.
Oh.
All right. Tim. Charismatic, vibrant, passionate, resilient, relatable.
Oh, well, let's out Brent, because the guy's charismatic.
Hey, yo.
Give it to me one more time.
Charismatic, vibrant, passionate, resilient, relatable.
Relatable. I'm saying this too many times, but I've got no guess.
Cage?
Relatable.
Mm-hmm.
And this was 90 to 93.
Yes.
Dusty Rhodes?
He is, in fact, just a common man.
The Dween, baby!
Sticking with Cage.
Way to be Cage.
Patriotic, tough, commanding, disciplined, relentless.
Ooh.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Cage. He's patriotic, tough, commanding, disciplined, and relentless.
The only other patriotic person that I can think of in that era was Lex.
It is not Lex Luger. Brant.
I don't know if he's been named. I think he may have been brought up, but I'm not sure. Hacksaw?
It is not Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Damn, he was patriotic.
Tim?
Until he turned heel. My guess is Sergeant Slaughter.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Brent.
You maggots!
Brent, Intimidating, powerful, destructive, unified, relentless.
Unified? Diesel?
No.
Oh.
Tim?
If
you don't have a guess, we can...
I don't have a guess. I was trying to come up with a guess.
All right, Keish.
I thought this was like, wasn't this like the time frame that you were really hankering for when we did this last time?
Me? No.
Yeah.
He wanted Attitude Era.
Era. See, the problem is the time frame was that's when I was married.
Ah.
Is this time frame. And
as we go, you'll know a lot will come more out. Anyway,
I'm gonna try the natural disasters, earthquake and typhoon.
Good thinking on a tag team, just a wrong tag team. It's demolition.
Ah.
All right, Tim, patriotic, rugged, energetic, charismatic, and entertaining.
Another fucking patriotic one.
Yes.
Every time you say patriotic, I can't get the patriot out of my head.
It is not the patriot, though. Keish.
Hacksaw.
That is correct. We're all tied up at 3.
Holy shit. We're all doing better than we did last time we did this.
Keish. Goofy. Entertaining, wild, unpredictable, lovable.
Doink.
Do it, Keish.
Incorrect.
Ah. All right, I got one more.
Brent.
Lovable?
Yes.
Lovable, what was it, zany?
Goofy, entertaining, wild, unpredictable, and lovable.
Oh, is this the Bushwhackers?
That would be, in fact, the Bushwhackers.
Yeah!
Yeah, as soon as they said lovable, I'm like, oh.
There you go.
I was like thinking Goofy, and I was like, who fits like Eugene? And I went, oh, the Kiwis.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brent.
Yeah.
Mysterious, intimidating, supernatural, relentless, iconic.
Taker.
That is, in fact, The Undertaker.
Yes! I was waiting for that one!
Tim. Talented, agile, charismatic, innovative, beloved.
Charismatic is the thing that's throwing me off. Because I want to say Brett.
Is that your guess?
Well, yeah, but I'm wrong because Brett's not charismatic.
It is not Bret Hart.
Can I get those? Was athletic in there?
Talented, agile, charismatic, innovative, beloved.
Okay, agile. Agile, charismatic. The Rockers?
Incorrect. Brent.
Beloved is the one that's getting me.
Uh-huh.
And innovative. Innovative and beloved. Well, Perfect wasn't beloved at this point. He was more of a heel / hated. I'll go 1-2-3 Kid.
Tim was very close.
Owen. Damn it.
It was Owen Hart.
It entered my head. But I was like, beloved.
Over time, yeah, he's become... But
Owen
over
wasn't
time,
very charismatic either.
He had more charisma than Brett.
Yeah, I was going
to say. Marginally.
Yeah.
Right. No, I would say he had it much more than Brett. Like, yeah. His time with Nation of Domination was fantastic.
And 2-time Slammy Award winner?
Indeed.
Yeah.
All right, Keish. Intense, energetic, colorful, powerful, charismatic.
The Warrior?
That is, in fact, the Ultimate Warrior. Brent.
Yeah.
Scrappy, resilient, determined, underdog, gritty.
Gritty, underdog? The Kid wasn't gritty. Backlund was a heel. What were the five again?
Scrappy, resilient, determined, underdog, gritty.
Scrappy. Screw it, I'll say it. 1-2-3 Kid.
It is not the 1-2-3 Kid.
Fuck.
Tim.
Who was the gritty underdog in 1992?
Oh, fuck.
What, did my sort of question kind of sort of lead you someplace, Brent?
It has me on a very wild outskirt kind of guess. I don't think it's the answer, but...
And I've got another did not finish.
Okay, Keish.
Scrappy underdog. That's not 1-2-3 Kid. Who would that be? Scrappy. Who else was small back then? I mean, not even close, but I can't think of anything, so I'm going to say Doink.
It is not Doink.
Rock, you didn't put the Hebrew Hammer on this list, did you?
No.
Okay. Because I thought Barry Horowitz was the one that popped into my head. But it would work.
It would work, but it was the Brooklyn Brawler.
Oh, it was like the same kind of thing. Fuck.
Tim. Flawless, skilled, arrogant, athletic, charismatic.
Okay. Your audio dropped out all the way through all of that. Give it to me again.
Flawless, skilled, arrogant, athletic, charismatic.
Oh, that's got to be perfect.
That is, in fact, Mr. Perfect. Keish, eccentric, witty, poetic, flamboyant, clever.
The genius?
That is correct.
Lanny nice. Poffo.
Brent, wealthy, yeah. Cunning, arrogant, manipulative, shrewd.
When he's not being investigated by the government, Ted DiBiase?
That is correct. Tim, tough, gritty, intense, confrontational, fearless.
Tough, gritty, intense, confrontational, and fearless? It sounds like you just described Roddy Piper.
It is not Roddy Piper.
Well, it sounds like it could have been.
It could have been, but it was not him. Keish.
Tough, gritty, relentless, and two others that I can't remember off the top of my head.
Tough, gritty, intense, confrontational, fearless.
Confrontational.
Yes.
And intense.
Yes.
Who else was intense back then? Sid?
It is not Sid. No. Brent.
Rude?
No. Tim's going to hate this answer. Bad News Brown.
There he goes. There it is.
There it is. All right.
I like how there was a wind-up.
Yep.
Just pause and then frustration.
There you go. All right. Keish. Flashy, flamboyant, charismatic, daring, stylistic.
Oh, man. 1, 2, 3, kid?
No. Brent.
Flashy.
Flamboyant, charismatic, daring, stylistic. Oh.
Shawn Michaels.
No.
Oh.
Tim.
Very slowly, read it off one last time for me, please.
Flashy, flamboyant, charismatic, daring, stylistic.
Flashy and flamboyant.
I think I know who it might be.
I have a guess, too.
Well, you both had guesses already.
I know, but there was a few people it could be.
Okay.
Flashy Tim? And flamboyant? Flashy and flamboyant.
Yeah.
God, I want to say Rick Martel, but that's the wrong era.
It is not Rick Martel. It is Brutus.
The King of Waller.
It is Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
I was going to guess Savage.
Oh, I had Flash Funk.
Neither one was close. Stylistic should have been the key. Stylistic should have been the barber hint.
Nah, whatever.
All right, Brent. Fearsome, powerful, dynamic, iconic, intense.
Sid.
No. Tim.
Give it all to me, no.
Fearsome, powerful, dynamic, iconic, intense.
Fearsome, powerful, dynamic, intense. Dynamic, powerful, intense. Powerful and intense. Fearsome. Fearsome, powerful, dynamic, intense. Dynamic, intense. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Nope. Keish.
I tried.
The iconic part is what I'm trying to figure out. Who's iconic that we haven't said?
Or that we have said, but it was wrong.
Oh, yes. Earlier?
You have not said this.
Okay. Well, that helps. Iconic and fearsome. Taker's already been taken. Too early for that guy. Fearsome and iconic in 1990. This is wrong, but I'm going to say Papa Shango.
Is he related to any of the current stars in the WWE, Rock?
It's not a he.
Okay.
Oh.
It's a they. Oh, what a rush. The Legion of Doom. All right,
okay.
Tim.
I thought it could have been someone else.
Tim, colorful, quirky, energetic, unique, flamboyant.
Oh, stupid damn flamboyant nonsense again. Colorful, quirky.
Energetic, unique, and flamboyant.
Energetic, unique, and flamboyant. Energetic, unique, and flamboyant. Energetic, flamboyant, unique, Coco Beware.
No.
Oh.
Keish.
Oh, flamboyant quirky. Do I do it? Do I do it again? Is it time for the final one? Gonna open up the chat to see if anybody chimes in.
What was your guess?
I'm gonna go with the final doink.
No. Brent.
The five.
Colorful, quirky, energetic, unique, flamboyant.
Gold Dust?
Too early for Gold Dust. So incorrect.
No. Oh.
The Red Rooster.
2 years too early.
The Red Rooster.
Carrie Taylor.
Keish. Outspoken, outspoken, charismatic, bold, controversial, confident.
I'm going to try Piper.
Not Piper. Brent.
Michaels.
No. Tim.
Give me the list.
Outspoken, charismatic, bold, controversial, confident.
Outspoken, controversial. Outspoken, controversial. Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Ventura!
Was he around? I thought it was earlier.
He was a commentator.
He was a commentator, he was on the roster.
That counts.
Yep. Brent,
authoritative.
That word. Tough, imposing.
Yeah, he can't say that.
I can't say that word. It was a tongue twister. Tough, imposing, dedicated, disciplined.
The Big Boss Man.
That would be correct.
Surfing Hard Time!
Noise.
Tim.
As soon as it was authoritative, I was like,
yeah.
There.
Tim, elegant, supportive, charming, loyal, iconic.
Elegant?
Supportive, charming, loyal, iconic.
Miss Elizabeth.
That is correct. Keish, lively, joyful, down to earth, friendly, nostalgic.
Wow. Nostalgic and down to earth?
Yes.
I'm thinking this is not a wrestler. Lively, down to earth, and nostalgic. I think it's nostalgic. That's the one that gets me.
Oh.
What is it, Keish?
Nostalgic. This is wrong, and probably not even in the right era, but I want to say Hillbilly Jim.
That is correct.
Oh, wow, look at that.
I was going to guess something along the same lines, but not a wrestler. But I didn't think he was with the WWF at that time.
Are you thinking Mean Gene?
No, I was thinking JR.
I was thinking Mean Gene.
Gotcha. All right.
Rock's like, and moving on. Fuck and off. Moving,
you were not even close. Brent. Charming, muscular, arrogant, seductive, confident.
Rick Rude.
That is, in fact, Rick Rude.
It finally hit!
There you go.
Like my fifth time guessing!
There you go. Tim, powerful, determined, charismatic, athletic, imposing.
What?
Powerful, determined, charismatic, athletic, and imposing.
Powerful, determined, athletic.
Charismatic and imposing.
Charismatic and imposing. Imposing.
Yes.
Athletic and powerful.
Yes.
Powerful and imposing. Natural disasters.
No.
Oh.
Keish.
I am not 100% sure, so I'm just going to go with Hakushi.
Not Hakushi. A little too early for Hakushi. Brandon.
Is it? Who maybe, but not Hakushi.
Kushi was in 95.
Ah.
Brent.
One more time.
Powerful, determined, charismatic, athletic, imposing.
Powerful, athletic, imposing. Part of me wants to say Vader, but has that been correctly guessed yet?
No.
No.
Powerful, imposing. The only other one I could think is Yoko. Screw it, Yokozuna.
No.
Oh.
Lex Luger.
Damn it.
I wouldn't have picked that. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Keishi, massive, agile, dominant, intimidating, powerful.
Massive. Oh, man. And it said athletic?
Massive, agile, dominant, intimidating, agile. Powerful.
Okay. I'm going to try Yoko on this one.
That is, in fact, Yokozuna.
I thought it was going to be, like, right around the corner, too. Shit.
There you go. Brent, charismatic, rebellious, outspoken, unpredictable, legendary.
Michaels?
No, Tim.
Roddy.
That is correct. Tim, technical, skilled, disciplined, charismatic.
Bret Hart.
Charismatic.
It is, in fact, Bret Hart.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah. And what fucking universe is that man charismatic?
To some people, he was. He also said it was respected, so he wouldn't even get to that word. All right, there we go. Keish. Intimidating, unique, agile, fierce, imposing.
So many of the same words for all of these wrestlers.
Yeah.
Intimidating and unique. Unique. Who was unique in 90 to 93 that hasn't already been picked? Who indeed? Unique. Who the heck was unique?
Need an answer.
Yeah. It's not right, but I'm going to pick Papa Shango.
No. Brent.
I know he's been guessed a lot. I don't think he's been the correct answer yet. Vader.
Incorrect. Tim.
Fuck.
Can I have the list again?
Intimidating, unique, agile, fierce, imposing.
No. Well, agile screwed that one up.
At least my guess was agile.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
Incorrect. Kamala was your correct answer.
Shut
Kamala.
Up.
Brent. Dynamic, well, powerful. Kamala. Dynamic, powerful, athletic, aggressive, innovative.
Ken Shamrock?
Way too early for Ken Shamrock.
I can't remember.
Tim.
Give me the list again, please.
Dynamic, powerful, athletic, aggressive, innovative.
Brock.
I'm stuck with saying Bam Bam Bigelow again.
It is not. Keish.
Oh,
but it could be.
I was hoping he would stall a little bit so I could think some more. Dynamic and innovative. And aggressive. Dynamic, innovative, aggressive.
Three words that you could use to describe Bam Bam Dan Dan Bigelow.
Yeah, those guys have been picked. They've been picked.
Bam Dan and Bam Bam.
Darn it. Can I remember the name?
Don't pick on my perceived stutter.
Mantar. What?
No, I'm thinking tag team. That's too late? No, it's too early for those guys. Crap. Who else is there? Innovative. See, I hear innovative and I'm thinking tag team, but all the big evil tag teams have been chosen.
What's your guess?
Did somebody pick Sid already?
Everyone's guessed Sid.
For this round?
No.
No. Okay, I'll go with Sid even though I know it's wrong.
It is not Sid. Tag team was the right way. What was your tag team?
I was not. It's nowhere near 90 to 93, so like it's 100% Attitude Era.
Tag team. I got one.
What's the tag team?
Steiner Brothers.
It would have been the Steiner Brothers, yes.
Oh, see?
Damn it.
All right. A few more. Tim, charismatic, skilled, flamboyant, confident, resilient.
Oh, that's got to be. That sounds like Michaels.
That is the Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels. Keish, intense, charismatic, flamboyant, unpredictable, legendary.
Didn't we use the same five words for another person?
Most of them for the last person, too.
Yeah.
Marty Jannetty.
He was not legendary. Not in the right way, anyway.
But he's still legendary.
But not in the right way.
But everyone either refers to you as the Sean or the Marty.
Was intense in there?
Yes.
Intense, legendary. Oh, man. My brain has gone completely blank.
We've gone through a whole list of wrestlers, so we forget right. Who's been picked.
Yeah. Can I get the five again, please?
Intense, charismatic, flamboyant, unpredictable, legendary.
Flamboyant and unpredictable and legendary. Oh, wait. Bull Nakano.
No. Brent.
Randy Savage.
That would be the Macho Man.
As soon as it was like unpredictable, I'm like, it's fucking Randy.
I don't
unpredictable,
know why.
Flamboyant, and legendary, and I was going to say Macho Man.
All right. Brent.
Yes.
Loyal, determined, underdog, resilient, hardworking.
Underdog, determined, hardworking, resilient.
Loyal.
Loyal. Marty.
No.
He was loyal till he got kicked through a window.
Tim.
Loyal?
Determined, underdog, resilient, hardworking.
Determined, resilient, hardworking, underdog. Underdog. That's the one. We haven't had anybody say Barry Horowitz yet, right?
It was attempted. Yeah, it was attempted earlier. But it was
well, that answer. Wasn't a choice, like a correct choice yet. I'm gonna use that as my guess for this one.
Kaish, what's your guess?
Damn it!
1, 2, 3, kid.
Incorrect. That would be Virgil.
Loyal.
He was.
Well, he was. Yeah. And he was an underdog.
It was something, yeah. All right.
He was also hardworking. Anyway, all right.
He was making that Sizzler money, yo.
He was. All right. We have 3 left. The score is Brent has 9, Tim has 8, Casey has 7.
Ooh. I didn't think I'd be doing that good.
All right. Tim, legendary, colossal, gentle, powerful, iconic.
Andre the Giant.
That is correct. You are now tied for first with Brent. Kaish, flamboyant, cocky, entertaining, retro, skilled.
Oh, no. We already did Mr. Perfect, right? Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. Buoyant.
Retro.
Entertaining, cocky, retro. What the hell? Retro?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
It just, it works.
Well, I mean, it always works. Who was retro back then? Flamboyant, cocky, retro. Rick Rude was already chosen. Flamboyant, cocky, retro.
Who you got?
I don't know. Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Incorrect. Brent.
Yep.
What were they again?
Flamboyant, cocky, entertaining, retro, skilled.
Retro, skilled. Flair?
It is not Ric Flair. Tim for the lead.
The one sticking in my head's Bob Backlund.
Ah, could have taken the lead. He's cool.
Shit.
He's cocky. He's the honky tonk.
He's bad.
Man. He's bad. He's the honky tonk man.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
I thought cocky would have given him right away. All right, Brent for the win.
Fuck.
Witty, cunning, charismatic, manipulative, entertaining.
Damn it.
Bobby Heenan.
For the win, it is Bobby the
yes!
Heenan.
Brent, you suck.
Yes!
I mean, if you look at the numbers, he actually is the opposite of that.
That's very true.
Suck right, eggs, gorilla!
But that was ChatGPT Says, and that was WTR Sunday Night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's the Raw Post Show back at 11 p.m. Eastern for maybe one of the last few times for now at 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, it's The Rack Live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Friday night, Jeep GM Battles 2.0 returns at 10-ish p.m. Eastern after SmackDown.
Hey, Rock! Who happens to be on GM Battles?
It's me versus you and a bunch of surprise people, including Keishi.
Yeah.
Is one of the playable people. So is Tim. He's been drafted.
What?
Former champion Tim Stein.
Yeah, he's right. Already won a championship already. And lost it.
And lost it. Keishi, I can't get anyone to feud with you!
I'm sorry.
He tried.
I tried your first feud was going to be Okada.
Oh, that would have been so much fun.
And I have you in a tag team with Rob.
That's also fun.
Yeah, you fought the Bloodline and got your ass kicked.
That, I mean, that at least my character is realistic. No one feuds with me and I'm always losing.
Dude, I should turn Post Malone and have Keishi feud with him.
I mean, that's all possible. 10 p.m. Eastern, Fridays for GM Battles. Saturday night, it's WTR Game Night at 10 p.m. Eastern, followed by Sleepy Raider Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Sunday night for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter. Tim.
Follow me on X. Formerly known as Twitter, at Blames Forums.
Kaish,
I am on many multi-used social medias at Kyle Driver.
There you go. Brent.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Threads, Instagram, X, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. Some amalgamation of that. I'll be there. Yeah, and then tune in to watch Team WCW take on SmackDown on Friday nights.
There you go. This has been WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio live right here on Walk Talk Radio Network chat. Remember, use credit code ROCKTALK49 because we are hashtag Epic Partner and all those fun things. Tim, send us home.
Well, that's it. That's all she wrote. Everybody, next Sunday night, we're going to preview Bad Blood. So join us, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. Have yourselves a fantastic week. And this is me saying goodnight for everybody.
I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy.
WildTalkRadio.com.